It is my pleasure to talk to this young man right here who I had a chance to work many, many years back in the 90s when I first started off here at KICX Radio. Actually, you know, 89 and then in the 90s, he left yep. us. I cried and cried and cried when he left us. But I know he wanted to go back home to the panhandle of Kimball, Nebraska. He just was honored with a terrific award, which we'll get into shortly. Our very, very good friend, Mr. Kerry Ferguson. Hello, Kerry. How the heck are you, man?
I'm doing great, Richard. How are you today?
Excellent. We got about an inch and a half of rain over about this morning, about 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm on cloud 9. It's cool. I'm loving it.
You betcha. How could a person not be in a great mood after that? We got about an inch of rain last night at the farm. And tell you what, it's been a little while, so it's a good feeling.
Oh, you listen, you talk to the people around the studios. I have been having a cranky summer when it doesn't rain around here, you know. And I know you're going kind of through it up at the panel too, where it hasn't rained a lot. You just see you know, everybody else around you getting an inch, and we're getting 10 hundredths and 12 hundredths and stuff like that. So, you know, when we get an inch of rain, I'm on cloud 9. I love it. You bet.
Well, we'll take every drop we can get, and I got to tell you, it is nice to get some rain up here instead of you folks getting it all, because it sure seems like you guys get it all. But maybe I'm mistaken on that, Rich, but yeah, I think I it's nice to see it fall somewhere in the state.
Well, Kerry, congrats on your recent announcement. I know it was other media was putting the word out. I shared it on my Facebook page. Appointed the South Platte Natural Resources District Board of Directors. Your dad was on, I do believe, on this board back in the day, and this is a big deal. It's a big thing for you, isn't it?
Well, I appreciate that, Rich. Yeah, I'm the newest member. I guess I get to represent Western Kimball County on the South Platte NRD Board of Directors, and Dad was on the board for about 16 years. He had a heart for water conservation and soil conservation and trees, and that's of course what the NRD is all about, to help manage those resources, work with farmers, work with people in town, and also educate the kids about the importance of these resources. It was something that was near and dear to his heart, and something that I'd like to continue with. I actually served with the South Platte NRD and on the staff just after we left McCook, and did that for just about 9 years. So it's something that I've had a little bit of experience with, and I'd just like to continue with it in a different way.
Now, you're still serving as Director of Community Relations and Foundation at Kimball Health Services, and also you're doing some farming too still, aren't you?
Yeah, trying to. I have some of it leased out, but we still do all the irrigating and trying to work with water in that way and do the best way that we can. And I keep fences fixed on our place out west of town. So, but that was Dad's place, and now I get the privilege of managing it, and things are going pretty well.
No question about it. So, really, when he left here and it was community relations, you were still, you know, it wasn't quite radio, but it was kind of close, wasn't it?
Well, we did a little bit of radio. I'm still doing a little bit of radio now. I have a weekly radio health show that plays on KIMB down here, and a real good announcer that works with us. So we get the word out on different things. And I know you're doing the very same thing at Community Hospital in McCook. And I think people appreciate a chance to have some conversations along that way. So we're trying to do that, too.
That's terrific, Siri. Keeping yourself busy. I haven't asked you this. I haven't asked this question to you, but you're not close to retirement yet, are you? Or is it kind of you and Jerry kind of throwing this around a little bit more?
Ooh, that is a great question. I think she's probably a little bit closer to it than I am. She's been teaching at Kimball Public Schools for I don't know how many years, but I think maybe within 2 or 3, she's probably going to make that leap. And then I'll probably see how it goes for her before I dip my toe in those waters.
You know what? We got something in common, because my wife says the same darn thing. She's closer more than I am. You know, I tell her, I says, what am I going to do? I can't retire. What am I going to do? So, but, you know, teaching's a little different when it comes like retirement compared to radio guys, I guess.
Well, you just tell her that she's a teacher. She already gets the summers off, and, you know, see how that goes for you. I can guarantee it didn't go very well for me. So to say that.
Well, I know your sons are doing well. Got got families with Charles Kendall and also Michael, and your how many grandkids now?
I have 2 grandkids and 1 on the way.
Wow.
Charles has 2 young boys, ages 7 and 10. 5 and 7. And then 1 on the way. Kendall's wife is going to give birth here at the beginning of October. So we are very excited about a growing family.
You bet. You just love when you have a chance to see them. I know you got to do some traveling. Either they come to you, you go to them. But you love every minute of it when you see them.
Absolutely. We're headed to Hastings tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, and take in that Husker game and maybe do a little state fair. So we're looking forward to getting back your direction, Rich.
You bet. You bet. Again, Kerry, I pointed to the South Platte Natural Resource District, and I guess, comparing that to what we have here in Southwest Nebraska with our Natural Resource District, all these districts talk to each other, compare notes, really communicate well with each other around the state, don't they?
Really, they do. They all work together. Nebraska, as a lot of people know, is unique in our natural resources district system. I think it's 24 that we have across the state. And so it's all about local control, dealing with local issues rather than having the state trying to manage these resources all across the state. Obviously, things are different in the Panhandle than they are in Southwest Nebraska or the Lincoln area, and so we try to put a local flavor to everything that we come up against, and it's a really good system. It's a model for the rest of the nation is what it is.
And I know you have a lot of friends up in that area, and probably not just Panhandle, Kimball County, but still you talk to a lot of farmers across the state and on how's it going with it, how's their life doing, needing water, needing to drain, stuff like that, how their farm, you want to know how they're doing and how to keep their operations going, don't you?
You bet. Want to do the best we can to assist. That's what government should be about. I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. But we want to provide some resources to stretch those water resources, and because they're only making so much water. We only have so much water in this world, and we need to try to do the best we can with irrigation management and some of those things. And so I'm looking forward to working with the rest of the NRD board to try to help offer that assistance out there in the community.
Well, I still say one of these days, one weekend, it's probably not going to be this year, but maybe next summer, something like that, we need to get the gang back together, get a little reunion for a day or so with Don. I communicate with Don every now and then. He's over in Elwood, and of course, you knew he's kind of dabbling on a Saturday night radio show playing those oldies. I'm you heard about that, didn't you?
You bet. I've tuned into Don a few times, and some things never change, and that's true of Don, I think. So, still having a good time doing that Don Devin thing.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. You bet, Don.
And it's great to, I have to say, Rich, it's great to talk to you this morning. And I just want to say to the people in Southwest Nebraska, and Northwest Kansas, we have a wonderful resource in Rich Barnett. I wanted to congratulate Rich on his award, the Nebraska Broadcasters Association Silver Award. That couldn't be more deserved. And I said many years ago, I guess it's been 30 years ago, Rich, that I said to you, I think you could go be a broadcaster anywhere in the world you wanted to be, because you're just that good, just that talented. And he just has a love for McCook, and that's why he stayed home. But you're just a treasure to the area, and can't tell you how glad I am to call you my friend.
God bless you, man. You are the best. We got to get together, man. We get together for a day or for a weekend or something like that. I know it's tough for both our families, but one day we got to make it happen, okay?
Sounds like a plan. I'll be there.
You bet. Kerry, nice job. Thank you very much. Thanks for being on our airwaves. I'm sure a lot of folks say, hey, I remember that guy doing our great newscast, city council meetings, school board meetings, all the good stuff back in the day. You miss those days, don't you? Or not?
Well, sure. It was. You were always in the middle of something, so it was. Those were good days, that's for sure, Rich.
That's right. Kerry, I know you're busy. Thanks a million. Take care of yourself. Tell Jerry hi for me, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Sounds great, Rich. Take care. Tell Kim hi, and keep up the good work, my friend.